Now Saul, in Acts chapter 9, Saul is standing against what God is doing to the point of slaughtering the people who were following Jesus. We catch that? Saul is not doing anything that resembles what God has laid out in terms of his purpose for Israel here. Now he thinks he's doing it, but he's not. Peter and the little flock, they were the ones that were on God's side. They were the ones that were actually fulfilling what God had wanted done, because God wanted Israel to believe in Jesus Christ as their Messiah. He wanted them to be baptized, to be a nation of priests. He wanted them to receive the Holy Ghost, the seal of the New Testament, the sign of the New Testament, so that they could make it through this wrath and get into their kingdom. That's what God wanted, and Saul was against all that.
Yes.
And he said, I'm killing anybody who says they're for it. Now that's Saul at the beginning of Acts 9. And what happens in Acts 9 is something that is completely unprecedented in Scripture up to this point. Jesus appears to not someone who has found righteousness before God, not someone who has followed every point of the law and so has a good standing with God. These are the people who God has been dealing with for all of history up to this point. Jesus Christ himself appears from heaven to a man who is murdering the people who are doing what God's supposed, that what God wants done. He is appearing to a sinner, someone who does not have righteousness, right standing before God, someone who is absolutely the furthest thing away from what God is wanting done, and Jesus Christ appears to him in Acts chapter 9. Read Paul. Well, we know this. We know the end of the story somewhat. Saul, the persecutor, the sinner, is saved by Jesus Christ. And he is, his name is changed. And let's read Paul's account of his conversion in Acts 26, because he gives a little glimpse of something here that we need to pay attention to. Saul was obviously not saved by the Lord Jesus Christ by his good works or because he was following God's instructions, which is pretty well how most of the people up to that point had found favor with God, right? In verse 15 of Acts 26, Paul said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Interesting. We're starting to see some elements of the preaching of the cross just through Paul's conversion here. In the way that he says it out. He says, I'm not sending you to Israel. I'm not doing that. I'm actually sending you here to Gentiles, which I've long counted as gone and lost from standing with God. What happens here is monumental. If there's going to be a blank page in your Bible with some one word across it, it needs to be right here. Or maybe better yet, right before the book of Romans. Okay? Because what we find out, that not only did Paul receive a righteous standing before God and was sent to the Gentiles, but we find out that Paul was preaching something very important to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now, Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, and he says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 23. This is so simple, it's going to blow your mind. But we preach Christ crucified.
Amen.
Finally, we found in the Bible where the preaching of the cross is. And Paul says it's we that preach it. We haven't seen it. We didn't see it anywhere up through Acts. And finally, when Paul, a sinner, saved not because of his own works but by God's grace, and given this information that God is declaring as the preaching of the cross, Paul says, yeah, we preach that. That's what we preach. Okay? What else do we know about what Paul was preaching? Romans 16:25. Paul says, "Now to him that is empowered to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began." So Paul kind of either equates or groups together with the preaching of the cross, this preaching of the mystery. This is how I preach Jesus. I preach him crucified, and I preach him according to the revelation of the mystery. The revelation of the mystery. This is something that was given to Paul, that he preaches. That, what's the end of the verse say? Was kept secret since the world began. It was kept secret. Away from all this. Since the world began, this message was kept secret. What did Peter say in Acts 3? That what he was teaching was what had been spoken about since the world began. Everything that Peter was preaching in Acts 3, all this stuff. Paul says, what I am preaching, Christ crucified, no one ever heard this. This is new. This is a mystery. That's why it's called a mystery. Let's put that up here real big so you can see that. This is mystery. It was hidden, but now made known. All this down here, Justin alluded to earlier, we call this prophecy. Stuff that was made known. They're different. In fact, they're not the same at all. That's why the preaching of the cross is missing from all of your Bible. 80% of your Bible does not contain it because it was kept secret in a mystery until it was revealed to the Apostle Paul. I don't know how you shorten Paul. Okay? In what he calls the dispensation of the grace of God. He says, Israel's program has been put on hold for a while. God wants to offer salvation freely to all men before all this stuff happens. Okay? All those verses that I quoted at the beginning of the lesson about the preaching of the cross. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4, Ephesians 1, 7, Titus 2, 11, Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, Romans 4, 5, Romans 4, 25, that we use to define preaching of the cross. Guess who wrote all of those verses?
Amen.
Well, God wrote them. Paul penned them. Okay? Gotcha. Paul wrote them down. Okay? And they're in Paul's letters that you find these things. Now, there are other aspects of this mystery information. It's not just the preaching of the cross, but that's the focus of it. And all the rest of it hinges upon that. And we don't have time to go into those other aspects right now. But we finally discovered where it was at. Now,